Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, do you remember the old TV spy show called Mission Impossible? I mean, way before the Tom Cruise movies. I know I'm dating myself, but the main character would receive an envelope with a cassette tape in it, which would have the voice of his superior describing an assignment for him to accomplish. And I remember the end of the tape would say something like, and I know I'm paraphrasing it, but you know, your assignment, I know it might say your mission, but your assignment, Mr. Phelps, should you choose to accept it, is to take on this particular project, whatever it was. Well, in a sense, we all have received an envelope with a message in it from our ultimate superior, God. And He has an assignment custom designed for each of us to serve in our own church families. It's called our ministry. And should we choose to accept it, it is our fourth area of purpose in our lives. You know, ministry is a word we often associate with a pastor or a priest or a minister, someone whose job it is to lead the church. But God doesn't define it that way. God has called each of us as believers to a ministry area that He customized for each of us to serve within our own church families. As our author writes in The Purpose-Driven Life, on the beginning of day 29, he writes this: you were put on earth to make a contribution. You weren't created just to consume resources, to eat, breathe, and take up space. God designed you to make a difference with your life. He goes on to write, while many best-selling books offer advice on how to get the most out of life, that's not the reason God made you. You were created to add to life on earth, not just take from it. God wants you to give something back. And this is God's fourth purpose for your life, and it's called your ministry or service. Our author goes on to remind us that our ministry, our area where we serve, is something that we do to express our gratitude to God. Our author writes this: it cost Jesus His own life to purchase your salvation. The Bible reminds us God paid a great price for you, so use your body to honor God. You know, we don't serve God out of guilt or fear or even duty, but out of joy and deep gratitude for what He's done for us. We owe Him our lives. I know I appreciate that reminder that it is out of gratitude, and it's a way to show God gratitude by where we serve. Our author shared with us a great acronym that will help us identify what areas of service or ministry we each would be well suited for. He uses the acronym SHAPE, S-H-A-P-E, and explains it this way. I love this analogy. He says, before architects design any new building, they first ask, what will be its purpose? How will it be used? The intended function always determines the form of the building. Before God created you, He decided what role He wanted you to play on earth. He planned exactly how He wanted you to serve Him, and then He shaped you for those tasks. You are the way you are because you were made for a specific ministry. Shape. God planned it this way. And SHAPE stands for, S is spiritual gifts, H is heart, A is abilities, P is personality, and E is experiences. You know, on as far as spiritual gifts, those, our author writes, God gives every believer spiritual gifts to be used in ministry, and these are special God-empowered abilities for serving Him that are given only to believers. And in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, the Apostle Paul lists some of the spiritual gifts that God gives to different believers. Paul writes, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is in leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is in showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Those are just some. There are others that Paul lists in Ephesians, but Romans 12 is a good place to start to kind of work through, okay, so if you're a believer, what has God given you a desire toward as far as serving Him? Another way is H, in your heart. It's seen in what you're passionate about, you know, what you get excited about, what you get fired up about, what you're enthusiastic about. You know, what does no one have to push you to do or urge you or nudge you to do? You already love it. That'll give you a good idea as to where you might want to serve. A is for abilities. Our author writes this, the abilities are your natural talents that you were born with. Some people have a natural talent or a natural ability with words. They came out of the womb talking. Other people have natural athletic abilities, excelling in physical coordination. Still others are good at mathematics or music or mechanics, or that list could go on and on. Just natural abilities, things that you're good at. The P in shape is personality. And our author reminds us that, you know what, God loves variety. He created each of us with a unique combination of personality traits. God made introverts and extroverts. He made people who love routine, some who love variety. He made some people thinkers, others feelers. So think about what you prefer and how you express yourself and your personality. Are you a person who likes to work alone, or are you a person who really loves working in groups? Are you introverted or extroverted? Do you like routine or variety? I mean, all those help you with your to understand your personality. And then the E is experiences. And the author lists, you know, different experiences that you might think about that could also help you in your area of ministry or serving, like family experiences, educational experiences, vocational experiences, spiritual experiences, ministry experiences, and even painful experiences. You know, God will oftentimes use those things that have been painful in each of our lives for us to be able to help others who might experience the same type of pain that might become an area of ministry. So our shape. God has created us for a special area of ministry, and it's important to recognize and to understand those special unique things that God has custom designed for you as an area to serve in. And it should come as no surprise to any of us to remember that serving well always starts with how we think, with our thoughts. Our author writes that service starts in your mind, and to be a servant requires a mental shift, a change in attitude. God is always more interested in why we do something than in what we do. Attitudes count more than achievements. So maybe for some of us, learning that our ministry area can be impacted by our weaknesses, that might be an area that might help you think about, well, where can you serve? He will touch us in an area of weakness, because God loves to use weak people, because he knows all of us have weaknesses, because when we're weak, then God is strong. And our author wrote that God deliberately allowed some weaknesses in our lives for the purpose of demonstrating his power through us. That's when Jesus regarded this as people who are poor in spirit, in other words, working in our weakness. Jesus blesses those who are poor in spirit, who actually work through their weaknesses, because that's the number one attitude that he blesses. So when we're feeling as though we're not the best at a certain area, but we're willing to fill a gap and work in that area and let God work through us to really shine, well, the Lord blesses that area too. So now that you have a clearer picture of what your area of ministry is, of your area of service is, the question now is this. This is your assignment, and do you choose to accept it? Ephesians 2:10 encourages us, saying, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.